The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 307.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a makeup blogger, and I'm just excited to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ling Tang. Ling, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, thank you for having me here. It means so much to me to actually do this with you. I've been looking forward to this all week. So I'm a makeup blogger from England. And yeah, I started out makeup blogging just under a year. And I just worked really, really hard to help a lot of Asian women, especially to make them feel beautiful with and without makeup.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Ling, what's your cultural background?
My mom is Chinese and my dad is Vietnamese.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Definitely by Arnold. He is like my inspiration. His quote really stuck to me when I was like a teenager, and it's basically his 6 rules. And he said, trust yourself, break some rules, not all of them, just break some. Don't be afraid to fail. Ignore the naysayers. Work like hell and always give something back.
I like that. And, you know, especially probably growing up in an Asian culture, it was probably like not an easy thing to do, especially, you know, being a makeup blogger. Your parents were probably like, thinking, yeah, what were you thinking? You know, how's that going to make a career out of it? Or how are you going to make money off of it? Not realizing like, you know, it's something that you love to do. And it's sometimes a risk to do that. So, you know, these 6 rules are great because it's something that we all can relate to. And, you know, realize like if you want something really bad, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me is not caring who thinks of you. Like your thoughts of yourself is so much more valuable. Loving yourself no matter what you were born with. If you have acne, so what if you have acne? It doesn't make you a horrible person. So what if you are dyslexic? It doesn't make you a bad person, you know? Being confident is just loving yourself, even loving your flaws.
That's a great definition. And I think we tend to forget that loving ourselves includes our flaws, our mistakes. I mean, it makes us who we are.
Yeah.
And sometimes our flaws and our mistakes can actually help us, you know?
Yeah.
we're so focused on like, if we make a mistake, it's the end of the world. But really, if we make a mistake, it's a mistake. It goes away and we can learn from it. So I really love, you know, your definition of self-confidence. And Ling, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was so scared of people. I know it sounds so weird, but I was so scared. I was always the girl that got bullied by, you know, very popular girls. And because I was the only Asian girl in my school, it wasn't until I got into probably year 10, so I would be about 15, you know, slowly more Asians started coming in as an Asian from my race. There were other Asians such as Indian, Pakistani, Bangladesh, but it was very minimal of my race. And I felt stuck. I felt like I didn't understand myself because my eyes were different to everyone else. And whenever I wore makeup, it would look different on my Caucasian friends and on my Jamaican friends and on my mixed race girlfriends. And it's just like, it was just so weird. And it took me such a long time to just be loud and be confident and be bubbly. And I was always judged and I was always hated for being loud when I was just such a happy person. So when one person said something about me, even if it's so minor, or they'd give me a weird look, it would stop me from coming out of my shelter. And the one thing I've learned is if they say something bad about you, that means you're doing something right.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy what happens, you know, especially when you go to a foreign country where you're like the only token Asian kid.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
It's not easy. They don't understand why your eyes are like smaller than theirs, and or even like, you know, when you bring certain things to eat for lunch, it's like, you know, it's not a sandwich, it's like noodles or something. And
yeah,
and you know, these are things that really hurt Asian kids back then. I mean, now, you know, it's a little bit more multicultural, but back then there's no support system, and it's like you're the only kid, and you know, you have to go through all this. And you know, it's I'm glad that you were able to, you know, come out of it. I mean, what was that aha moment in your life when you realized, you know, it didn't matter what you look, it didn't matter who you are, you know, you just you were just yourself, you went out there and did the things that you love. So yeah, what was that aha moment?
Probably last year I was in uni, and I was having the worst time in uni. Everyone else is having a great time, and there's me struggling to just pass some of my exams. And I said to myself, I need to take a break from education, because you know, you're in education for such a long time. You know, you go to school, and then you go to college, and then you go to university, and it's like there's no actual break to actually work. So I said to myself, let me just take a break and just discover myself. And it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, I'm not going to lie. And but I went ahead and did it. I have amazing parents, I have an amazing boyfriend as well, who supported me and supported my decisions. And I went out there, made so many mistakes, and this relates back to Arnold's 6 Rules of Life, you know, make some mistakes, break some rules. And I went ahead and did that, and I finally got the confidence to go out there and do makeup. But I wasn't always myself in makeup, and so the more I was researching on makeup bloggers and how to be a successful makeup blogger, it was just being yourself or be a bigger version of yourself. So I went ahead and did that, and then within less than a year I was able to actually conquer one of my goals, and that is to be a blogger but also help people.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's cool that you're able to go out there and do something that you love and be yourself in the process. I mean, you know, so many people are jealous of that. Some of them feel like they don't have what it takes to just go out there and do the things that they love. And it all comes down to, you know, mm-hmm. self-worth and how much you value yourself. Like, you just went out there, mm-hmm. regardless how scared you were, regardless, it's like you're on your own. You have no clue what's going to happen. And I remember, and, you know, I've seen like your Instagram accounts. I mean, you have like over 100,000 followers, and you know, you just started this last year, which is amazing, right? I mean, that kind of growth is amazing. And you know, because of no, not a problem. I mean, it's something to celebrate. And you know, because of your realizations, what's your life been like now?
My life now is actually still the same. And so many people ask me, you know, do you go to events regularly? Do you know these people? Do you know these people? Meaning, do you know the biggest bloggers in the world? I'm just like, no, I'm just the same girl as I was last year. I live in a flat where I have to pay rent and bills. I'm still making ends meet. I work in retail. And I do get invited to events, but I don't always say yes, because I want to go home and make YouTube videos and make Instagram videos and edit. Not because I don't want to go to events, it's just that I know that comes first than going to events. And some people might find that's a shock, but it's work, but it's good work. It's never negative work, it's always good work. Coming home and filming myself and doing fun makeup videos and sharing it with the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, it's your passion, right? And when you get to live your passion, it's, I don't even think it's called work, it's just like you're having fun doing what you love. And
yeah, you know, it's so weird.
you get this awesome bonuses, you know, in the process, like going to free events and you know, getting the you know, the popularity. And it's all because you're just living who you are. You're not trying to be somebody else but yourself. I mean, even now you said, you know, you're still the same person, but you get to do what you love. You're not like going out there trying to be somebody else, which is great. And I think, you know, this is like, mm-hmm. you know, one thing we can tell, you know, listeners, is just learn to be yourself no matter what happens, no matter yeah. what the situation is. And that's when like the magic happens. So, you know,
yeah.
Ling, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
The one tip I would give to her is just don't be afraid to go out there and capture what you want. It's good to put yourself in an uncomfortable position, but don't put yourself in a position where you want to cry. But it's good to put yourself out there and just break yourself. And I feel like that's what a lot of people don't understand about when it comes to confidence, is that you got to really throw yourself out there in the deep end. If you don't know how to swim, just throw yourself out there in the deep end and you will actually learn how to swim. You got to trust yourself to actually, you know, move your arms and move your legs at the same time. And I want so many young girls to understand that as well.
Thanks for sharing those tips, and I think it's so true. I mean, you know, doing the thing that you love, being courageous, is not like, you know, something, it's not easy.
It's not easy, no. It's something built over time. It took me years, and I'm sure it's taken you years, and you have this amazing blog going on as well, and I don't think you understand how excited I was to actually talk to you about this, because I'm dying to just like share my words and your words to like so many like young Asian or older Asian and even mature Asians to understand that time is changing, confidence is going to grow within you, and you're going to be an amazing person when you're older anyway.
I totally agree. And, you know, it's things like this that can help other Asian women realize their true potential and go out there and do something they love. And even though it's scary, even though it's like the biggest thing that they could ever conquer, they know there's a crowd out there cheering them on, saying, you know, go out there and do it, because we know what it's like on the other side. So I really love the tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to check out, you know, your makeup tutorials and your videos, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, you can check out my Instagram. It's Ling_KT. And if you really want to get to know me and, you know, you want to hear how I speak and everything, definitely check out my YouTube. I don't have much on there, probably have about 20 videos, but I'm definitely going to be uploading so much more. And it's the same name as my Instagram name, Ling.KT. And yeah, I'm actually becoming more active on Twitter now. I'm actually slowly starting to like Twitter. And my Twitter name is Ling K Tang. So connect with me. I'd love to speak to you. And if you need any help, I'm always here.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Ling, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Ling's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Ling for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It means the world to me for you to contact me and actually have a chat with you about this. It's so sweet. I love it. It's made my morning.
Awesome. I'm glad I was able to make your day. You know, you did the same, you know, just being here and sharing your story. It's such an honor to have you on.
Oh, and thank you.
Not a problem. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.